Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
America was born in a fight against an empire that had never been defeated. And to see America turned into an imperial tool of private interest is very saddening. Let's talk to Skyler in Seattle, Washington, and then Wayne in Kansas City. Skyler, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, thanks a lot. I've got a question. Do you guys think that they're going to be using this war and other disasters like Katrina to push for a draft anytime soon?
Well, they've introduced the legislation. What about national conscription or bringing back the old press games, Mr. Meacher?
Well, that's a question which I'm aware has been raised in the United States as to whether there is an intention to bring back conscription. Of course, it's been denied, but you're saying that the legislation is already being prepared. Obviously, I think that that is possible, but you know more about it in the States, of course, than we do here.
How long has it been since you had a national service in your country?
1957.
I don't think that'd be too popular over there, would it?
I think it is inconceivable that it could happen in Europe now. I certainly think in Britain it would be political suicide for any government or political party even to murmur the word.
But what if a suitcase nuke went off in America? I bet we'd see it real fast. Go ahead and finish up, Skyler.
I was just concerned because I'm of draft age, and I don't really want to fight for the empire. But hey, they do got really good free training, so I don't know.
All right,
Skyler. Figure it out myself. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for the call, Wayne in Kansas. Go ahead, Wayne. You're on the air.
Hey, I'm a retired Army officer, 22 years, and I was pretty conservative until Bush got into office. Then I became a Democrat and started protesting the war and all that stuff. One quick question.
Well, then I guess you're protesting Bill Clinton and Hillary and all them.
No.
They're all for the war, but sorry, go ahead.
No, this whole thing about Team Bush scares the hell out of me. And
and W stands for the president. It's like fascist accoutrements. Michael Meacher, you want to comment on that?
Sorry, what is the point you're making?
People are almost wearing Bush armbands.
Almost.
You know, weird bumper stickers, W is the president.
Well, of course, we've read here in Europe about the those who've gone down to the Bush ranch, Cindy Sheehan on one side, and, of course, the Bush supporters on the other. And it clearly seems to us that opinion is rapidly polarizing in the United States. As happens, as the situation gets more extreme, as the political pressures build up, the people on both sides become more strident, more extreme in their attitudes, and that may well be what is actually happening in the States. I think it's pretty worrying.
One question.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Who was the bad guy in 9/11? I'm not trying to ask a loaded question. I just do not know. And it's bugged me ever since.
Well, I'll guarantee you, that didn't happen by accident. 9/11 was an inside job, as Don Henley says. Any way you look at it, okay, the government knew, the government just accidentally funded the people that attacked, they accidentally had FBI people living in the houses with the hijackers, they accidentally gave them money, they accidentally had NORAD stand down. I mean, it's a joke.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Let's get Michael Meacher's comment. Michael?
Well, obviously the bad guy of 9/11 are those who actually committed the atrocity. I mean, let's be absolutely clear about that. But I do think that where something happens like this, the same happened with the London bombings, questions have got to be asked of the government of whether they had prior information sufficient to be able to try and prevent this happening. And I do think in the case of 9/11, the evidence is overwhelming. That the government knew an awful lot more than they have admitted to. Whether they knew enough actually to stop it on the day, that's not a question for me to answer. But
all
they
right.
failed to follow up any of the data, any of the trail. And had they done so, I think there is a very reasonable possibility that 9/11 wouldn't have happened.
Michael Meacher, let me say bye to you on the other side. Stay there.
Mm-hmm.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reed, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I want all the listeners out there in radio land and on the internet and cyberspace to know that we beat our brains out working, digging, snooping, scrabbling around, fighting the New World Order. I mean, we're here, folks, for you. I'm constantly kicking myself and squeezing my crew to do more and find more and dig out more and resist more. I'm constantly kicking myself that I'm not doing enough. And the folks out there, you do so much emailing us stories and telling us, you know, what you saw on television and sending us video clips and calling local AM and FM stations that don't carry our show and telling them to carry the broadcast or thanking existing affiliates that we've had in many cases for years and years. I am so honored and humbled to be your host. I'm just an average person that understands how the elites operate, that understands their paradigm. If they screw up and do a horrible job on purpose in New Orleans, they get more funding, more power. If they allow terrorists to attack us or fund the terrorists or orchestrate the entire operation, as we know they did, they get more power and control. When they ship in heroin and cocaine, they get to make the money off it at the top. They get to militarize the police. They get to bust down your door looking for it. They get to put your teenager in prison, a private prison they own. Again, when they get to go into Iraq and the mission fails and they're there for 10 years, that's a big win because they make more money off weapon sales. They get to build permanent bases there. People aren't looking at this from the proper angle. Once you look at things from the right angle, you see the whole thing. really the world we're given, the establishment line we're given, is an illusion, is a mirage. And if you just simply step over a few feet to another angle, you can actually see, the creature we're dealing with, the type of animal we're grappling with. And I'll be honest with the listeners, I made a mistake a few weeks ago. I had not had a vacation longer than 2 days in over 10 years. And I took an entire week off. And I'd always read and heard that people that exerted themselves mentally or physically to an incredible extent, that the body would go into an emergency mode, and that when you finally had R&R, that is when you would have problems. And I know that, I mean, I feel punch drunk right now. I mean, a lot of it is I got back to town and I've had allergies ever since, which I can't seem to get rid of. And I don't know why I'm whining about this on air. I just feel like my thoughts are going through a couple feet of water. Whereas normally I can remember everything and basically know all the documents by heart and all the facts and the info. I mean, my brain's still working, but it's like somewhat of a labor. I don't know how to explain it. And I don't know why I'm talking about this on air. But I know what it is, really. I mean, it's called burnout. And it's not even the work that burns me out. It's the anger that I can't do enough, or that I can't track all the lies, or that I can't articulate the picture I see. I cannot impress upon you how serious all of this is. I mean, I'm up late at night video editing, and I have had no restroom relaxation, and I just ask myself, why am I doing this? At a certain point, I mean, I'm driven to fight the New World Order, but at a certain point, I caught myself the last year, kind of the creeping first stages of this. Used to, I'd have a big, giant stack of horrible news, horrible things the New World Order was doing, horrible things they're doing to people, the abuse they're doing, just total evidence of lies and criminality. And I would almost relish exposing them, and here's more evidence, and there's more evidence, and just piling it on top of pile. And I think at a certain point, I'm like a prosecutor that's put on a prosecution. I mean, I have the accused on video, you know, chopping up their victims before they eat them. I mean, why should I keep having to put on a prosecution when it's totally documented? I mean, now obviously there's new listeners. Most people don't know the truth. Most people are in self-denial. They are in willful ignorance. They consciously decide to deny all this. And maybe, you know, maybe they know something I don't know. Maybe something's wrong with me. Maybe Tommy Thompson going around saying every child needs a microchip is good. Maybe the Supreme Court saying there's no private property is good. Maybe police wearing skulls on their hats and, you know, stomping around, grabbing old ladies' guns and dragging old men out of houses by their hair. Maybe it's good. Maybe cancer viruses are good. Maybe cancer's good. Maybe the government giving it to us is good. Maybe DynCorp murdering people and kidnapping is good. Maybe bombing and slaughtering Iraqis is good. Maybe using DU is good. Maybe all of this is good. I mean, seriously, folks, I've got a giant stack. I mean, I spent hours last night researching this and reading this and printing this off, and it's a phenomenon. I read it, I research it, I get on air, I don't cover most of it. Because I just get sick of looking at it. I mean, it's basically like it, you know, inspecting a rotten corpse with maggots coming out of it. I got to tell you, I don't know how some of you out there are still in denial. I mean, there are actual people who will walk up to me at the grocery store and aggressively slap their hand down on my shoulder and go, "Where are the black helicopters, Alex?" And, you know, used to I'd want to punch them and I'd argue with them. Now I just shuffle off, literally. I'm kind of hunched over. I just I just shuffle off away from them. I mean, I see the propaganda clearer than ever. It's just all over the place. It's like too much information, folks. It's like my brain is just blasted with it. And now, I'm not going to lie to you, I get nauseated when I start thinking about the New World Order, when I start focusing on it. I just want to cry. None of us are safe. I can't stop fighting them. None of us can. I mean, they're going to do horrible things to us. And the sick thing is, we feel bad fighting them. We get burnt out fighting them. You know, they say the devil will wear out the saints. And the globalists just love it. They love doing evil. They love killing innocent people. They love having genetic engineered clones in their subterranean bases that have no rights. And then putting articles about it in the newspaper and saying it's good. They love knowing that Prozac and Ritalin cause brain shrinkage and heart palpitations and are killing people. They just love it. I don't understand. I guess one of the mysteries of the world, why does God let evil get away with this? And how does evil enjoy it so much? Just looking at the evil makes me sick. And I'm not a wimp, folks. I've been a pretty hard, worldly person before I started fighting the New World Order, and then even over the years I was fighting it, it was kind of a process of becoming more I don't know what the term is. I'm totally dedicated to this fight, and I cannot stop what I'm doing. But at the same time, I don't know if I'm doing the best job anymore. To be frank with people, I don't know. I just don't know. And I know it's not all up to me, and I know you're out there doing great things. I guess it's the fallen nature of man. I just am saddened by it. And I mean, folks, we really are fallen. That isn't, people like to joke about it and go, oh, that's those idiots in the Bible saying that. But it's true. I mean, we are a despicable species. We do despicable things. We just are perverted. And by perverted, I don't even mean in the classical sense you think of as, i.e. sexual. Perverted just means sticking your hand in a blender, folks, is perverted. Chopping your arms and legs off because it's a form of body art is perverted. It's perverted against what the species is supposed to be. Reveling in lies, being a coward, lying down to corruption, being stupid is perverted. And I've seen the destroyers of nations. And it is sloth and arrogance and self-centered, greed. Greed isn't liking things, folks. Greed is putting it first. Greed is doing anything for things. Greed is having our priorities screwed up. And again, we've all lost the meaning of language, so how do we even communicate? I'm like a gibbering idiot compared to some of our forefathers. And I know we've got loaded phones. I mean, Daryl's been holding from Louisiana for eons. We'll go to you after the break, and we'll go to Tim and Mike and many others. I just can't believe how fathomless the New World Order is. They are so dark and so deep in their evil and their hatred of freedom. They hate love. They hate beauty. They hate you. They want to kill you. I have total evidence of it. And then it's considered to be upright and mainstream and progressive and cool to be cloistered and small-minded and to go along, to get along, and to basically be a compliant sheep. And, I mean, if that makes you happy, then so be it. But, I mean, it doesn't, just because you deny reality doesn't mean reality isn't still there staring back at you. And I am just awed by the dark majesty. That's what Tex Mars calls it. Dark majesty of the New World Order. I mean, it is a machine meant to chew your guts out. And you're sitting around giggling and laughing about it?
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Bible prophecy talks about the United States, British Commonwealth, Russia, China, and the communist world in the last days? Did you know that it predicts a confrontation between atheistic communism and the Western world of Christianity? The plans have already been laid and they conform to Bible prophecy. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while our operators are standing by to take your call.
Janet from JLS Research has been preparing a revolutionary new product listeners have been having tremendous success with no BO. Now Janet would like to introduce to you her new products like the Sweet Smell of Success Lotion Bar. Lotion bars are simply a lotion made into a solid bar rather than a liquid. You guys that are opposed to lotion bottles, this handmade bar is just for you. The ladies will also enjoy these lotion bars because of the four oils found in them are considered excellent for all skin types. Best of all, the lotion bars come in fragrances designed both for the ladies and the guys. Also new is the Sweet Smell of Success handmade body soap. This body soap contains no preservatives, detergents, fillers, or chemicals, nor is made with any animal fat. And the skin feels absolutely wonderful. Try the Novio deodorant, lotion bar, and the handmade all-natural soap and enjoy the Sweet Smell of Success today by calling toll-free 1-888-881-NOBIO. That's 1-888-881-6626. Or visit no-bio.com today.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
I mean, one example of all of this
burns, burns, burns,
is DynCorp in 2000. They got a big base office here in Austin. They changed the name, kidnapped 200,000 women and children, and sold them to slave brothels all over the Middle East and Asia. And it came out in the foreign news. It was admitted. They were convicted in court. Nobody got in trouble. But then the news will tear their hair out talking about one child who's been kidnapped. Meanwhile, we have a company that gets all the big Iraq contracts whose one of their main jobs is kidnapping children. I mean, you know, that type of evil, something that big, I mean, you trust a government that's involved with people that do stuff like this? I mean, we're going to go to Tim and Mike and Jesse and Russell and everybody else. First up is Elizabeth from Maryland, then we'll go to Tim. Elizabeth, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Great interview with Michael Meacher. I only wonder why he doesn't perceive that the other possible outcome, the other order, will be the UN. And today I heard on the Genesis Network that the Blackwater Group, the mercenaries down in New Orleans, are really an NGO. They're connected with a non-governmental organization under the UN. And so we can see this comes out of, I believe, Democracy Now? Anyway, in addition to that, your points that you've been making about all this, the preparation for it, there was another caller today on Genesis, and you'll want to look into this to see if this clip can be found, whether anyone else heard it, that our vice president said of Katrina, quote, "We're still working through that exercise." Isn't that interesting, Alex?
Oh, he did say that.
Did he say that? Wow, that's what we heard. Now, the other point that I wanted to make was from my book, Patriots Warning 1, America Attacked. When I was hearing Michael Meacher, Margaret Atwood, the noted author, said that Animal Farm and all of the books like George Orwell's 1984, they had really made an effect on her. And this is what she said about 1984, quote, "The government of Airstrip 1, Winston's country, is brutal. The constant surveillance, the impossibility of speaking frankly to anyone, the looming ominous figure of Big Brother, the regime's need for enemies and wars to terrify the people and unite them. And, Alex, I think your destiny is a very great one, to keep warning people. And God will not be mocked. He knows what we're doing." And I want to leave your listeners with a story that Colonel Craig Roberts told very quickly when he was going to Vietnam, down in the Ozarks, talking to his grandfather. And his grandfather said, "Son, I know you're worried that you might get killed over there, but I want you to know that the Lord will not take you till he's ready for you." And Al Cuppett, my relative, he may not be as incisive as you were on the USS Liberty, but his book, America Sold Out, is pretty fantastic. Al wrote to me when I was initially afraid. I am ashamed to admit I was afraid, but he wrote, "Fear only complicates things. Be found doing what the Lord has asked you to do."
Absolutely. Thanks for the call, Elizabeth. Very eloquent words. No, I mean, I don't whine on air. I was mainly just trying to describe a phenomenon. A phenomenon of just, at a certain point, I mean, describing every wart and scale on this New World Order crocodile, just... But no, I know we've got to continue describing it. We've got to continue documenting it, because a lot of people are still in denial. But I say to them, that is some incredible mental gymnastics to be in denial. Let's go ahead and talk to Tim in Florida. Tim, go ahead.
Alex, you're doing a great job. My prayers are with you. And when you lay down at night to sleep, I pray that you sleep in green pastures. And like the Lord's Prayer says. And I want to comment about this Chertoff dude. I believe he's a Bolshevik communist. And I have
he's really bad news. I mean, to cover all the stuff he's involved in. Well, he's also been involved defending and helping SNL swindlers. That's why he's near and dear to the Bush's heart.
I have a document. I think it's March 9th, 1935, newspaper where 6 million people died of starvation by the Bolshevik government. Well, the example to that would be FEMA turning away the food and water from the people in New Orleans, run by Chertoff, who is orchestrated by Bush, who is orchestrated by the Queen of England, who is orchestrated also by David Rockefeller.
Well, I'll tell you what, stay there, I'll let you finish up on the other side. Tons of news and your calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America.
Why?
Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of 6 species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All-natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
For those that don't know, Michael Chertoff is a truly evil creature, and I've spent hour after hour researching him. The rabbit hole just gets deeper and deeper and deeper. But yeah, he's been involved in all sorts of scams and real estate manipulations, and that's why the globalists love him, is they got plenty of dirt on him. But since he became the chief deputy of the Justice Department in the first Bush administration under John Ashcroft, he's the guy that continued to try to put patriots and Christians and conservatives on these FBI lists and on these training manuals, and he's anti-gun. I mean, he's just a horrible individual. And then his cousin, Benjamin Chertoff, wrote this horrible hit piece on myself and others for Popular Mechanics. And literally, when I first talked to Chertoff, he sounded like such a blithering idiot, that is his cousin. I called the editor at the Popular Mechanics, and I said, are you really doing a cover story? And by the way, I've never called a radio station, never called a TV station, never called, say, the Washington Post and said, is this really one of your reporters I talked to? But they were so unprofessional, so pathetic, Chertoff was, that I actually called Popular Mechanics and I said, is this real? And they said, oh yes, this is a real cover story. And oh no, it's not a hit piece. Oh no, Mr. Jones. Very friendly piece. And every time I document something for them, they would just move on to something else. And then they would use people that I'd never interviewed or I'd never talked to, and use what they'd said, and then they call someone up and say, were you interviewed by this person? They go, well, of course I wasn't, when they were interviewed by somebody else. I mean, it was just, you talk about a con job, folks, but the average person reads that, and I guess some of them believe it. You know, that's the thing about hit pieces. I mean, somebody can say, it's like the ADL's lost a bunch of lawsuits, not a bunch, a couple of them, because, but now they're in a bunch of lawsuits after they lost these two. If it's big business and they want to demonize somebody for a interest, they will just say they're anti-Semitic. No evidence of it, because that hurts their market share, or that hurts them in business. Now, Poplar Mechanics didn't say that about me. You know, they just basically fabricated a straw man of things that I had never said or done and then attacked that straw man. And that's what they do. And it's despicable. But really, anybody who's got a brain cell left in their head has gotten to where when they hear the mainstream media attacking somebody, they automatically think, wait a minute, what's the agenda here? But I digress off into Chertoff. You know, you talk about all the dead there. I mean, it's totally provable and has been proven manifestly, as Ann Coulter likes to say, that they did a horrible job in New Orleans by design. They didn't screw up. And as the bodies are recovered, reports are now coming out that reporters are being told no photos, no stories, despite a federal judge saying they can't do that. A long caravan of white vans led by the Army Humvee rolled Monday through New Orleans Bywater District, the poor, mostly black neighborhood northeast of the French Quarter. And because it makes the government look bad, no video, no photos, recovery team members wearing white protective suits and black boots stopped at the houses with spray-painted markings on the doors designating where dead bodies laid. Outside one house, on Kentucky Street, a member of the Army 82nd Airborne Division summoned a reporter and photographer standing nearby and told them that if they took pictures or wrote a story about the body recovery process, he would take away their press credentials and kick them out of the state. That's what we fought for in all these wars, so the troops could order us around. This is all a dress rehearsal for martial law, and it makes me so sad. No photos, no stories, said the man, wearing camouflage fatigues and a red beret. You see, you heard that they backed off of this. They haven't backed off. I have a stack of articles here today. A stack of dirty, painful articles. I don't even want to get mad about it, because it makes me sick. Where they're taking the guns, and man, the FBI, the BATF, the troops, it is a heyday. They are getting off on it. They are demon-possessed, folks. You know, in the final equation, it just, you're scum. I mean, our government is scum. And maybe some of the troops aren't bad, some of the cops aren't bad, but they're still scum. I mean, you know, you've heard the example of something bad in a punch bowl. I mean, the punch is ruined. There's so many bad apples in the barrel. Let me give you a less gross analogy. Let's say you had a barrel full of 100 apples, and 80 of them had maggots coming out of them, and a bunch of rotten pig blood had been dumped on it. Now, if you're not starving to death, you're not going to eat the 20 apples that are good. I mean, it's the same thing. I mean, yeah, a few bad apples? No, it's the opposite. You got a bunch of rotten apples and a bunch of rotten poison, and yeah, are there some good apples in there? Yeah. But they're ineffectual. They can't. They're just in there. And the sick thing about all these evil people is that they think they're good, most of them. They think that it's all about shoving us around and screaming at us and stomping on us. And they just, it's just sick. I mean, how safe do you think you are, cops, when you bring forward a world like this? What do you think you're leaving your children, you idiots? The government you work for is openly passing laws to take your pension funds, to take your private property. We're going to be dispossessed. We're going to be really brought down. Okay? This is all just setting the table. They haven't started having the main feast. They haven't even had hors d'oeuvres yet. They haven't even had the appetizer. They haven't had the antipasta. They haven't even had a glass of wine yet. And yes, the people that set the table for Hitler, the people that set the table for Mao, the social engineers that set the table for Stalin, they are setting the table now, and it makes me sick. And it makes me angry. And I got reports here where they're making money off of the dead bodies. FEMA, Louisiana, outsourced Katrina body count to firm implicated in body dumping scandals, the Settler Raw story. The Federal Emergency Management Agency has hired Kenton International to set up a mobile morgue for handling bodies in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, following Hurricane Katrina. And the company is a subsidiary of Service Corporation International, a scandal-ridden Texas-based company operated by a friend of the Bush family. Recently, SCI subsidiaries have been implicated in illegally discarding and dealing with corpses. Desecrating corpses is what it says. Louisiana Governor Katrina says Katrina, victims subsequently have been irked by a contract, and it goes on and on. Here's another one out of the Times-Picayune, and every time I say that, 10 people call up and say I'm mispronouncing it. Look, I don't speak French, all right? Around here, we call Manchaca, an Indian named Street Manshack. All right? I went to public school. I'm lucky I can talk. Mystery surrounds flood wall breaches. And it goes on to talk about how it's a big mystery and people don't know why they broke and shouldn't have broken. And some people think it was blown up. There's a bunch of others. But, Tim, you, if you're still there, you brought up this whole thing about this ghoul. I mean, he just looks like a ghoul. And I don't go off how people look, but, I mean, you know, when the cover of the book fits, the inside, you know, if the shoe fits, wear it. But, I mean, you had more you wanted to say. Go ahead.
Well, there's demons around us everywhere. And when we expose the truth, the demons attack more and more and more, but prayer, like the walls of Jericho, when they marched around the walls of Jericho and they sang and they praised the Lord Jesus, Lord God, the walls fell. One by one, they fell. We have to have faith, 1,000% faith. You know, the evil ones, they have 1,000% faith in Lucifer. That is their God. Albert Pike stated it in 1889 in Paris, France. Yes, Lucifer is God. And the Scottish Rite, Republican Party, and the Democrat Party is the York Rite. They're both sleeping in the same bed. Like you say, it doesn't matter who sits in Moses' seat, the president's seat, which is Moses' seat. He's just a puppet. And when the Twin Towers anniversary came about, they beamed 88 beams of blue light up in the sky.
Yeah, I saw that.
David Rockefeller, the United Nations, 777 street address, United Nations, the genocide in Rwanda. David Rockefeller, he turned 88 years old that year. In the movie Lawnmower Man, how that dude was dyslexic. David Rockefeller is dyslexic. Well, I think David Rockefeller has something to do with what is happening to the government.
Listen, I appreciate the call. I got to move on to other callers. You think David Rockefeller has something to do with it? Well, I mean, you can just go to his own book. What's the last book he put out? I forget the name. It's his autobiography. I've actually got a copy. Somebody sent it to me. But I saw him on C-SPAN about 2 years ago when it came out. And he said, yeah, world government's real. We're setting up a world government. I mean, in this book, he says, there are some conspiracy theorists who believe that I have been in and around a movement to set up a world government for most of my adult life, and that we are near building this world government. And I would say that, essentially, they are correct. That's a paraphrase. It's almost word for word. And then people, it's like Albert Pike. Almost every Masonic hall has a picture of Albert Pike in it. And you ask Masons, who is that? That's Albert Pike. Well, you worship Lucifer. Well, no, we don't. We worship God. I go, oh, what degree are you? You know, you're a mid-level Mason, but you haven't even read the big book. You don't even know why you got a picture of Albert Pike hanging up, the Supreme Grand Mason. I mean, his published book, you can buy it. Like $100 on Amazon for some reason to buy a new one, but you can find used ones in old bookstores for like $5. They don't know what they got. Or at estate sales, all these old Masons dying. There'll be rules and dogma everywhere. I feel the power of Lucifer seething in my hands. Oh, there's only one God. It is Lucifer. And I don't want to get emails from Masons saying, you know, just, I mean, when your own founder, you know, one of your current founders, one of your icons, says it's Lucifer, and your own books say it's Lucifer, I'm not going to sit here and argue with you. And David Rockefeller says, we're building a one-world government. We're going to take your rights away. You're going to be slaves. And I have to argue with people about it? The UN runs around saying they're going to kill us. I mean, I got Henry Kissinger documents where they talk about how they want to kill us. I mean, it's like debating whether Saddam was a threat. Bush's own people said he wasn't a threat in their own documents. And these are documents they publish. You understand, they write books. It isn't like I say I've got a document. You know, well, you could fake that document. No, no, no. These are documents they put out. They will stand by them. Look, we are in trouble because we have had so much for so long. We have gotten decadent. We have gotten bloated. We have gotten lazy. We have become mesmerized by this situation. And it's going to be hell to pay. And the good news is people's eyes are opening up. The good news is people are aware of what's going on now. The good news is there is an awakening taking place. It is happening. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Illinois. Mike, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, Alex, great show as always. I wanted to talk to you.
Is it really a great show?
Yeah, it's fabulous.
Because I don't like, I mean, I don't think I'm doing anything special.
I think you're doing something special.
So please don't tell me great. You know what? You did a great job calling into the show, Mike. How's that?
Well, I appreciate it. But,
okay.
You know, you are. You just got to take two steps back, and I know you're a busy man, but you don't realize the work you've done and what you've put into it. The videos I've gotten from you and the response I've gotten from people, you are doing a great job. I wanted to talk to you mostly about what Louis Farrakhan said about that 25-foot crater that was on the local news here in Chicago. I'm sure you've heard about it. I just tuned into your show around 1 o'clock, so you have to excuse me if I didn't know you already touched on it. Louis Farrakhan said there was a 25-foot crater by one of the levees, that there was an explosion. But the other thing I want to talk about, you said about allergies, Alex, and I was talking to a ton of people at my children's school, and everybody that I've talked to, including myself, now I've had allergies for about 5 years.
No, nobody used to have them. 100 years
horrible.
Ago, they didn't exist. Now everybody's got them. And
allergies
I live in the capital of allergies, and they get worse and worse and worse.
Worse and worse, and this is the worst I've ever had it this summer. I haven't slept for probably 4 weeks, and we've had a drought here. It rained really good last night. We got about an inch of rain here in the Chicago area, and it hasn't lightened up one bit. I'm still
That's the thing. Always in the past, if it flooded here 3 days ago, and it didn't get better. I've gotten worse.
Yeah, it's gotten worse. I don't know.
It's debilitating.
I don't know what they're doing to us, but they're doing something.
Look, they're doing something. In fact, all these studies are coming out going, it isn't the pollen. We don't know what's causing it.
Yeah, it's pretty scary, Alex, but you're doing a great job. But did you hear about this Louis Farrakhan?
Yes, I did hear that Louis Farrakhan. I don't have the clip. If somebody's got it, send it to me. But I mean, I don't need Louis Farrakhan. We have police that said explosions went off.
No, but here it is, Alex. I'm just saying, you have a guy staying up publicly. I had told a woman I work with a couple days ago about this explosion. She goes, you're cracked. And then she heard the Louis Farrakhan thing on a local news, And all of a sudden she said, wow, I got to look into that. You know, my word wasn't good enough. But you're right, Alex. There is an awakening taking place. And if you know, I'm not saying I'm a hero of a Louis Farrakhan.
Let me ask you a question. Was she a black lady?
No, she was a white woman.
So a white woman
she's
won't listen to you, but she'll listen to Louis Farrakhan.
Oh, no. She's got Rush Limbaugh on her radio all day from 11 to 2 o'clock. She loves Rush Limbaugh. She's a Rush Limbaugh lover.
She's a communist and doesn't even know it.
That's right. She's a socialist.
Oh.
Horrible creature, and I try to witness
socialist her. Horrible creature. I like it. they are horrible creatures. I mean, they're just giggling, gibbering. Oh, by the way, I know this group of pro-Bush people. Last night, they were saying, "Oh, let them take the guns. It's for security." I mean, it's just these people. There's no end to you. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother, Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
But he doesn't get in trouble. And again, Bush himself is just a puppet. This illusion that the buck stops with the president, the globalists love it. They'll just replace him like birdcage liner, and then we start the whole cycle over again, and no change ever happens. No change ever takes place. Folks, there's so many people who consciously know the government's evil and know the system's corrupt, so they make a decision to join it out of fear. Still others are just completely ignorant, and then still others actually like the evil and decide to join it. And so it's up to us to stand up against all this scum. all these egomaniacs. And a great way to do it, if you want to put a nail in the coffin of the New World Order, if you want to stand up against these murderers, if you want to fight them, if you want to resist them, if you want to put them in their place and put evil, you know, back in the closet or back in the cave instead of running around wildly, you know, doing whatever it wants in charge, a great way to do that is to get my documentary films. And I have made 12 films. The newest is Martial Law. It's excellent. And I put a lot of work into it, and it proves the globalists carried out 9/11, and it proves just how evil they are and what their master plan is. So I hope you'll call and get a copy of Martial Law or American Dictators or any of the documentaries that I've made or any of the other videos I carry. You can ask about those when you call. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can simply write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or go to Infowars.com to order the films or books off the secure online shopping cart. Please take advantage of that. Let's go ahead and talk to Jesse in Alabama. Jesse, welcome.
Hello, Alec.
Hi.
I'm wanting to know if you can tell me about several days ago, I heard about on local news that they had developed a sound wave gun that they were planning on testing it out on criminals in the New Orleans area.
Yeah, they're going to test it on families that won't leave their high and dry homes and move to a shelter where they can be raped. And they have two different things. They have the sound cannons that they used in New York and in Iraq because we're evil terrorists. And they also have a microwave beam that'll fry your skin if turned on high, but just burn your skin from a mile and a half away on low. And all these years, we told you, they have these ready in every major U.S. city.
So I understand how the microwave thing works, but what is the sound of
a gun? Just a focused sound cannon, and it focuses a deafening sound on you.
And so it basically just blows your eardrums.
It's part of the pleasure of the government. Just like our troops gathered around and killed all those kids at Waco, they're going to get to do it on a wider scale now. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
The gun confiscation is going on. The average person has no idea. Russell in Florida, last caller, go ahead.
Alex, I'll have to make this quick. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I watched that 9/11 Inside Job little video, that compilation, which has a lot of your video material in it, including the cremation of terror. I think we can sum all this up. And you broke in and brought it out, Alex. These devil worshipers get together and they worship Satan, and you caught it on film, and I can't tell you how important that is that you were able to prove that, Alex.
Well, I appreciate your kind comments. And it's a big joke to them that we're so naive. I mean, it's a big joke to them. I appreciate your call. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. We'll be here fighting the New World Order. God bless you all.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.